G'day listeners. In this podcast, we talk about creating small town happiness, creating an environment around yourself which is reflective of the beautiful atmosphere you get in small towns. It's based on our experience staying in Griffith when Michelle was doing her TEDx talk and how we received probably the best customer service we've ever had at any of the hotels. And we talk about how you can create that same sort of atmosphere in your village. Enjoy.
Why did it count backwards? I know that we're now recording.
What? Hello, Captain.
Oh, what do I...
Come fly with me. Let's fly. Oh, my.
What are we going to talk about?
I don't know. So, leadership, life, and everything else.
Yeah.
And we're live and excited.
Oh, we're live.
Oh, we are. Cool. Finally admit it.
Yeah,
we're live.
Yeah.
And recording. Yeah. I'm excited because yes. Your TEDx talk is coming up very soon.
It is.
Coming up as in being released very soon.
Yeah. I know. Yes. I got a text from Sarah.
Yes. Can't wait for it to
be out there. I have to admit, I am a tad nervous because it's this thing that I've done and then now it's been, you know, it's got to go through approval and editing and everything. And now, because it has been a while, I've been enjoying the fact that I'm a TEDx speaker, but no one's actually seen it, including me.
I don't think you should be nervous. I was there and it was amazing, Michelle, and I can't wait for everyone to have access to watch it. I'm sure that they're going to be just as blown away as I was.
Oh, thank you.
But it reminded me of a podcast I wanted to do with you about our experience in Griffith when we were down there for you to do your TED talk. And we both travel a lot. We've both stayed in lots of hotels and I haven't experienced such warm and friendly service as we did in Griffith. And we stayed at the Quest apartments in Griffith.
Yeah.
This is not a paid advertisement. This is giving credit where credit is due. When we arrived, we'd driven from Sydney to Griffith. With the kids. It was a long drive and it wasn't always... unstressful?
No.
And we got there and the welcome that we got and the service that we got, not just from the front desk, but from the cleaners who were cleaning the room just before because we arrived just before you typically check in, was extraordinary.
Mm.
It was beyond anything I've experienced in five-star hotels around the world.
Yeah.
And it got me thinking that what were they doing right that all these other large hotel chains can't necessarily always do.
Well, I think when we drove into Griffith, there were orange trees everywhere and vineyards. And at the front desk, there was a huge, I'm going to call it a bushel, this huge container of oranges. And it's like, take as many as you want. And of course, you know, there are lots of oranges in the town. But just even having local produce that most people would have seen.
And they were beautiful oranges.
But
every time we the kids would take some and I was taking some, they'd go, oh, have as many as you want, please. If you love the oranges, take more. But I just remember the welcome that we got at the reception desk, which I thought was just extraordinary. And then when we went to go to our room, the cleaners were still in there.
Yeah.
And they were, so, oh, we're so sorry. We won't be long. And
They weren't pommies.
I love putting accents on everything just because it makes it fun for me. No, they weren't pommies. They were, all right, g'day, mate. No, they were down-to-earth Australian people. There was just this beautiful group of people and every single person there had the same energy. It was wonderful.
I think what it was was that it wasn't a job. It was like it was their own. They had skin in the game. It was their own place.
Do you think so?
I do.
The cleaners as well?
I don't know if they did, but it felt like that.
Sorry, yeah, you're saying it felt like that. Yeah, it did. And it just made me remember what small towns are like. We both grew up moving around the country and we both lived in small towns. And small town hospitality, small town happiness is a thing, isn't it?
Mm. Yeah. Well, yeah. And I think it is a chain and I... we don't know the business structure of it, whether it was family owned or not, but it came across as family owned, and the just the little touches that yes, it's a chain, and understandably the chain would want to replicate a certain look and feel across all of its hotels, but the little extra bits made it if I go to Griffith again, that's where I'm staying, and I would recommend other people go there because of it too. And just being not so strict on check-in, check-out. Obviously, they had the ability because the room was free to do that. But just, you know, do you want a coffee whilst you wait? Have some water. Asking us about our trip, what we're doing. Just little things, which I know it doesn't sound like much. But and people are busy. I get that. That, you know, they have a role to do. They have tasks to do. Not just address the people that are in front of them. But they stopped and really paid attention. We're curious. They were
so. But why is it different in small towns and big towns?
Ooh.
What's your thought?
They could be. We could be relatives of someone they know. Maybe. I don't know.
Well, my theory is just simply the pace and hectic life of a big city. The challenges of getting from one place to another. The obviously the traffic, like we spoke about in the last podcast, and. You know, just the pressure of living in a big city, there's so much more to have to negotiate and navigate. Whereas in a small town, things tend to be a bit slower, tend to be a bit more friendly. You walk down the street and people say hello to you. And that was another thing that I noticed in Griffith. Thank you, Griffith, for the warm reception we were getting just walking down the street compared to Sydney. How many people in Sydney do you say hello to?
Yeah, true. Actually, I remember when I started uni, I went to Wagga and to Charles Sturt.
How many Waggas does it take to make Wagga, Wagga, Wagga?
It takes two Waggas to make Wagga, 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 Wagga. And the first week, I walked the main street of Wagga like I was in Sydney. And people were like, whoa, what's your hurry?
Slow down, girl.
I wasn't even seeing people. Yeah. I was just on a mission to get from here to there.
Yeah.
And I just walked with a purpose.
Yeah.
And yeah, probably realistically 2 weeks later, I was ambling. I was taking in everyone. I was looking at everyone.
Chewing a piece of hay going, no, g'day, mate, there you go.
Like that, but
I had a similar experience in Noosa. So I lived in Noosa for a year, had a bit of a sunshine, getaway.
Escape,
So I just spent a year up there. And I remember the first day I went for a walk. And I just thought, I'm going to go for a stroll and just feel the atmosphere here. And I'm in Sydney mode because that's where I was living beforehand. And I walked up to this crossing. Now, there was no pedestrian crossing. I did not have the right of way. And I stood there and I looked to my right. There was a car coming. So I just stared into space waiting for the car to go past. So I'm waiting and then I noticed that the car hadn't gone past. So I turned to my right to see where the car had gone, to see whether I could cross the road again. And they were sitting there, staring at me, waving me across. And I'm going, no, you go. You go the right way, the other car. And they go, no, you go. And we're looking at each other, waving. And then they went to move a little bit and I went to move a little bit. And then they stopped and I stopped and we laughed at each other. And then they sat back, they took their hands off the steering wheel and they gave me this big wave across the windscreen going, no, it's your turn. And I walked past, we smiled at each other. They took off. I got to the other side of the street and I thought, now I understand why I've taken a year off of the hectic pace of Sydney to come up here. It was just, it was like you learning to amble. I learned to, just expect that people will be present and think about others in a small
where we
town.
Live now,
well,
everyone's
that,
very
well, that's what we've created, isn't
yeah,
it?
Yeah.
Yeah. So one of the things we sit out the front with a cup of coffee every morning and catch up and chat, and our neighbours walk past. And now we say hello to them all. And so
whether they like it or not.
They might think that we're stalkers. We're Esme Watsons or was that her name? Esme Watson from is it Country Practice or whatever.
That's right.
Yeah, but we say hello to everyone and they stop and they chat and they talk. And, you know, we've had a couple of busy neighbours go, oh, don't you have the life? And we always say, yeah, we create this. We make this happen. We choose to sit here and slow down time and, you know, Well, they also don't realise we're up at 4:30 off exercising and doing stuff and taking a little bit of time.
Yeah,
out
so we're having a break in our day because we've already done stuff yeah, in the morning.
And they're rushing on their way to work. But yeah, small town happiness, it's a real thing, isn't it?
It is,
because
yeah.
Because they've learnt how to slow down and be in the moment and be present and connect with people.
Well, our community where we live, the shop owners talk to you. So it's that a similar hospitality because it's community. And maybe that's the small town thing.
That's
it's
the community. Find a village within a city.
Yeah.
And turn it into a small town.
Or create your own.
Create your own. Yeah, it's a good idea. How would people create their own small town when living in a big city?
Well, my friend Julia, when she came to stay with us, we dragged her out
International
the front.
Opera star.
Yes, we dragged her out the front with us to have coffee and just, you know, chew the fat, talk and say hi to neighbours. And Julia is very attractive. So there were some neighbours who were very amored by her, just her beauty. She was, they wouldn't leave.
Yeah, it's our turn to talk to her. Michelle hasn't seen her for a year or two.
Yeah, six years.
6 years, oh my goodness.
But Julia, before she left, she said where she lives in London, it's very much everyone minds their own business. And if you were to call out and say hello, people would think, oh, what's wrong with you? Who are you? Mind your own business.
Yeah.
And she's now thinking that she wants to seek or create a community similar, because it's just that feeling of community, a feeling of connection, gathering around like-minded people, and also it just slows you down.
Yeah. You know, one of my favourite moments, Michelle, we've created a lovely community around us, but when we're sitting at the front having a coffee and this little smiling face pops its head over the fence, they're standing on the tap that's on the other side of the fence and they go, hello! Such a beautiful moment, and to hear them when they're coming back from school or whatever.
Yeah.
But yes, if you want to create a small town happiness, you have to cultivate a community around you and treat it like a little village. Treat your street like it's a little village. Get to know your neighbours. Say hello. Slow down.
We have the best street.
We do.
That we missed Halloween, but they closed the street and just had from reports.
I'm
amazing
very impressed.
Time.
Yeah.
I can't wait for next year.
Two families who have really taken it upon themselves to
Daniel, Jess, and Deb.
Yes,
they have,
and they've committed to making Halloween an event in our street, because we do Christmas really well in our street.
We close off the street.
Yeah, and so they're joining in this community atmosphere we have in our little section of our village.
Yes.
Mm.
I just quickly wanted to say, because we were talking about happiness so much, it reminded me about the movie I saw a few years ago, Hector and the Search for Happiness. It's a bit of a, I don't know, almost indie film, but there is a scene where there's a lady with a delicious accent and she talks about happiness because Hector is searching for happiness. He takes a year off and goes and searches. And she's very funny. And anytime someone says happiness, I think back to this scene. And she says with her accent, everyone is looking for happiness. I look for happiness every room I go in. I love happiness. And it's a bit rude, but it's funny.
Well, if everyone acted more like a small town, I think the world would be a better place.
Yeah. With their dogs.
With their dogs. More dogs. We need more dogs. That was a nice short one.
It was.
All right. Small town happiness. Bye. Bye.
Well, that was fun.
That was fun.
You're such a clown.
The clown.
Lady Captain. Lady.
And who's going to listen to this? Maybe our mums.
Thanks, Mum.